There's a popular belief that annuities are only for people afraid of the market or for people who haven't accumulated enough money. But what if an annuity could improve the retirement outcome of someone worth several million dollars, even when the market performs well? That's what we're going to talk about today in episode 111 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. We're going to look at an actual case study today of a client of mine while keeping all of his personal information personal, and just ballpark figures of what his actual portfolio looks like. Now, this gentleman is 59 years old, current income of $240,000 per year, has about $1.6 million in 401ks and IRAs. All of it is in equities right now. He's got about another $850,000 in non-qualified brokerage, again, all in equities. Has what's called an Index Universal Life Insurance policy, or an IUL for short, has about $380,000 in cash value with a $600,000 death benefit. But he also owns about $2 million in real estate that nets approximately $90,000 per year in rental income. And he's looking to cash that out, those properties, around the age of 80. Now, he's also planning on going part-time in the next 5 years. So that would put him right at about 64 years old. And that part-time work, because he's a high earner, would still earn him about $60,000 per year until the age of 70, when he wants to completely walk away. Now, he wants to keep his current earned income of $20,000 per month in today's dollars with a 3% inflation rate for full retirement at age 70. Now, his Social Security at age 70 is going to be about $5,000 a month. That's about top. That's all he's going to get. We looked at a very modest 1% increase in the rental income. And at age 70, with a 3% inflation, his desired income would be just over $332,000 per year. So his total income at age 70 with Social Security and the rentals, we're looking at about $160,000 per year. Pretty good. But that still leaves a gap of $172,000 to get him to his desired income. The original plan was to get $10,000 in guaranteed income from an annuity, because he just liked the idea of, it's a round number, I like $10,000 per month guaranteed, in addition to rentals and Social Security. Any additional income needs would be met by withdrawing from his other investments, which he obviously has plenty of. I recommended an annuity that had an 11-year deferral on it, because that's when he's going to be at full retirement age. And that would pay a guaranteed income of $10,000 per month at age 70 and a half, with a premium of almost $685,000. You know, you may be hearing that number, you know, maybe you don't have millions of dollars for your retirement. That's okay. The strategies work the same. The numbers are just different. But for him, the annuity wasn't designed to make him wealthy. He had already accomplished that. Its job was to help him stay wealthy while creating the income he wanted. That's key. So he wasn't buying a return. What he was looking at doing is transferring the retirement risk to an insurance company. And the other thing I wanted him to keep in mind was the ability to complete Roth conversions after he walked away from his full-time employment and went part-time, because he was going to have quite a bit of a gap in there until he hit the next tax bracket to get some of these Roth conversions done. Because one of his biggest challenges as a single high income earner is going to be taxes. Now, a disclaimer here, I do not give tax advice. Always check with your personal tax professional before you do a Roth conversion or implement anything I talk about on this podcast. This is not tax advice. This is just to give you a 30,000-foot view of this particular scenario. Let's look at how this worked out. We're not going to get into minute details of the numbers year by year. I like these visual graphs because it kind of shows you what the outcome looks like. The red line is doing what he's doing right now. The green line is if we implemented the annuity paying $10,000 a month at age 70 and a half. This was the overall outcome. Now we look at four different factors in the retirement strategy, which is his net worth, the withdrawal rates, remember the old 4% rule, the reliability of income, which means how much of his needed income is going to be on a guaranteed basis. But then also we look at discretionary liquid assets, meaning how much money is just sitting there that's free, that isn't already tied up to generate the income that's going to be needed on an annual basis. And I've done other podcasts on that particular scenario, their discretionary liquid assets. So what we looked at first was the back testing going to the S&P 500 starting in the year 1995. Because protecting against a bad market, that's one thing. The harder question is, what does the annuity cost him if the market performs exceptionally well? Now, with this, the annuity, about $685,000 that he would put into it and produce $10,000 a month at age 70 and a half, he actually came out ahead. Now, he's really just kind of neck and neck. I mean, when we're talking about this kind of money, where we're starting to get into eight figures, that's a lot of money. But he still came out ahead using the annuity. The question is why? The reason that I always see the net worth pull ahead when an annuity is implemented for income is because now the portfolio can do what it is designed to do, which is grow. But we also know there's going to be losses in there at some point. But because the annuity is carrying the weight of the income needs, there's less money being taken out of the portfolio in those bad years. So again, this particular scenario looks at if the market does really well from the time we funded the annuity. And he came out ahead in pretty much every scenario here. Now, we also need to look at, okay, what's a worst case scenario? So with that same annuity that would pay him $10,000 a month, he still came out way ahead implementing the annuity in there. If he kept doing what he was doing based on the risk he was taking in his portfolio and the amount of income he needed, he actually ran out of money in his early 90s. When you're accumulating money, volatility can be uncomfortable. But when you're withdrawing money, it can become destructive. Even though this size annuity would have solved the problem of running out of money, he still wasn't super comfortable with only having $1.5 million. When you have about $5 million net worth, $1.5 million doesn't seem like that much. Now, I know for us normal people out there, that's a lot of money, but everything is relative. So he wanted to explore these options a little bit further. Because he didn't like the results of that negative sequence of returns, because that was going back to the year 2000, he asked, would it improve if we put more money into the annuity? Maybe just round it up to $1 million of premium. And once he saw the downside scenario, the question changed from why would I put money into an annuity to how much risk do I actually want the annuity to absorb? Putting more money into it actually made that outcome even better. And there's obviously a balance somewhere. We can't put all of your money into an annuity. I would never recommend that. An annuity company would never take all of your money for suitability reasons. But there is a balance that sometimes putting more into it actually improves the outcome in all these other categories here. That was a negative sequence of returns using a full million in a premium. But the question I always ask myself is, am I hurting my client by putting money into the annuity if things go really well? Okay, so we would be taking more money out of the market of his portfolio to put into the annuity. What if things go really well? Because a strategy shouldn't only look good when everything goes wrong. It should remain defensible when everything goes right. So again, all these key indicators that we look at all improved by putting even more money into the annuity. Down the road with his investment net worth, yeah, it's still pretty close. And when you're starting to get into these types of numbers, you know, the difference between 40 to 50, it's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but it's still a lot of money to begin with, even if he kept doing what he was doing. But we wanted to mitigate the risk of running out of money, no matter what happens in the market. But we also didn't want to stifle any opportunity by putting that extra money into the annuity. So going back to the original question, do annuities improve the outcome for wealthy clients too? Well, the answer is in this case, it was clearly yes, it does. And not because the annuity was expected to beat the market, but because it allowed the rest of the client's money to be invested and used more effectively. Because the most important thing to remember about retirement is assigning a purpose of money to every single dollar that you have, and then finding the products that most efficiently serves those purposes. Every dollar needs a job, but not every dollar needs the same job. Growth dollars have a job. Liquid dollars have a job. Legacy dollars have a job. Guaranteed income dollars have a job. And there are very specific products for each one of those goals that will get you the best result in each category. Okay, so wealthy clients don't necessarily need annuities more or less than anyone else. They need every dollar assigned to the job it can perform most efficiently. If the job is long-term growth, that may be the market. If the job is liquidity, that may be cash or money markets. But if the job is dependable lifetime income, annuities deserve to be part of the conversation. The goal isn't to own the best collection of financial products. The goal is to build the best retirement outcome. And if you have accumulated anywhere from a few hundred thousand for your retirement to several million, the only way to determine if this Atlas annuity strategy is right for you is to reserve your personal retirement income clarity call. And we will walk through your current strategy, we'll identify potential risk, and determine whether guaranteed income strategies even make sense for your situation. And if they don't, I'll tell you that too. So the best way to schedule your clarity call is to go to atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page. Book a short Zoom call. We'll get your questions answered. The first call is always educational. And if you're new to annuities and you just kind of stumbled across this podcast, I would highly recommend watching my flagship video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can also find at atlasannuity.com. And then click the videos tab. It should pop up at the top of the page. If you are enjoying this information, or even if you're not enjoying it, but maybe you found it helpful, do us a favor, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share it with somebody that you think could benefit from hearing it. And as always, I want to say thank you for joining us. This has been episode 111 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Again, this is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.